Hey guys, this is Arsenas, and we're talking about an update of Byte Apps, which has the categories of verification badges, gaming, beauty, lifestyle, and traveling, because according to his tweet, there are many updates on Byte App, so this is going to be awesome. So good night, and I'll record the fourth episode tomorrow. Hi guys, and welcome to the fourth episode of Live It Up on Byte. And this is where my Byte fans are really was. And my fans are really true. And because this is very exciting to apply, my fans, I'm very excited for on Byte, and very excited. I was very excited. Wow, this is very nice. This is very nice. Wow, my Byte user Beardo had a Byte fan for having a shout out to me and my Byte fans. Because I'm very happy to see me. Wow. There are lots of Byte users. Who supports me and my Byte fans. Oh, wow. So much thank you. For all, thank you, Lord. Wow. It's all pretty amazing. Yeah, pretty amazing on Byte users who support and join the answer on love. Live it up on Byte. So this is very amazing. Wow. So wow. Oh. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Goodness. Isabella Alvarez from the Casan. Isabella from the Loud House and the Casa Grandes engaged my IG post for reacting to the fourth episode on Anchor. On Live It Up on Byte. Thank you, Isabella. Now just shout outs to Byte fans and supporters. I'm really happy to see her. She's very awesome for these Byte fans and videos.
Thank you, Isabella. From Nickelodeon, we love you. We love you, Isabella. We love you, Isabella. So much fun to see her. So much fun to see her on Byte Apps. We all thank you for this all work. It's very funny for this Byte fans. And look, Simon A engaged my retweets. Because this is an actual thing of baby lamb. So very awesome. So very awesome. Yay. So very awesome, yay. So very awesome, yay. So very awesome on yay. So very awesome, yay. Very awesome. We're having enough for Byte App fans and supporters for shouting out, so let's get this one, okay? Let's leave it right there, okay? Daisy Duck celebrated her screen debut, which was always tweeted by Japanese users at Tokyo Disneyland, and always very proud for Daisy Duck's 80th anniversary for Daisy Duck. Like me, of Daisy Duck in America, and the Japanese fans are very happy to see Daisy Duck as a birthday. So good luck. Good luck, fans. I just really know in the second part that Pokemon Direct will be the second part of my life on Live It Up on Byte. Beside from Byte users and the birthday of Daisy Duck. So it is very okay for this one. And needless to say, a news article has announced that in order to bring Walmart to be the third opens Victoria store at Hillside Center, that according to CFAX 1070 by Lisa Best, and said that a new attendant earmarked for Hillside Center's former series in space, indeed, moving forward as its capital's third Walmart Supercenter location. The retail giant made moves last year to secure more 284 along the North Dairy frontage. It has been vacated for Sears. A new Walmart has a third outlet denied by Hillside Center leasing use. But down for a while, Walmart has been tears as some more certifies the initial report that attached attendant for the space. Indeed, that's it. Today, the Sears East space is the early stages of wanting to move to the full swing this winter. Ahead of attendant approved a plan by Walmart, who, according to the source, will leave that work. In terms of 149 square between the Hillside Store bench between Walmart's 40K square foot and Walmart Town Shopping Center location and its length for the side at 124 square feet. Hillside Center is situated along the Hillside Avenue and is currently entered by Canadian Tire 30 Foods. Target Canada was one of them, opened in 2013, but was closed in 2015 and is now closed. So it's very sad to see more. It's very sad. I need to see retweets of Sears, Hillside Canada, but unlike good terms. That's all I want to see, the Sears Walmart for Daisy Duck's birthday. For Indeed's very mature tweets. In other news, there was a water park in Lowen Point Park was renamed Peter Pollen Waterfront Park. The Harbor Side Park was renamed in October 2019 in honor of the former Victorian mayor who established the area as a park during his second term as mayor in 1975. He would go on to serve four terms as mayor from 1971 to 75 and again from 1981 to 1985. And his family says he survived the inner harbor as a jewel of Victoria. Recently, the park was expanded to totals of 3 acres, thanks to land transfer city from the federal government. Now the city is active as the woods and wants to be forest as on the new land, and now it is our family purpose. Lots of indigenous people is very happy to see. And what would I see is after releasing Topolino 3346 in Italy featured Young Indiana Tales as the second story, we have to see Baby Sonic Cake as supposed to be classic Sonic looks because she really did a Baby Sonic's hooking for her. For Baby Cake Bakeries and cake baking cuisines for desserts and really good for her. And this picture is really funny. I say. Shy, he's so cute. He's so cute. she's so cute for this baby Sonic cakes. Thank you, baby Sonics. What else? Grimm's pregnancy with Elon Musk has bottom inside looking her a CGI baby, real CGI baby, human bodies, and the baby looks CGI, and while she don't have CGIs. Oh, that's a big thing. Or the baby's CGIs. Yeah. And many people that reacting to the baby's CGIs. I want to have the preview of Topolino 3347. For Italian comics and features Paper Dolby. It's pretty fun for Paper Dolby fans in our future. Maybe on Twitter, it says that the Finnish DuckTales magazines has canceled, but Aku Anka news stories continued to be a part of the series. For Finnish stories, thanks to Finnish events for Aku Anka. And also, I watched a video of Michael McCrandon's video called Lil Esco 28, where he was getting live into it and getting interviewed by the internet star. And gave it memes to get viral. It has millions of views to edit memes and fun. That was really excited. So after that though. We must have done in it. So, see you in the next part of the fourth episode on Live It Up on Byte. Sorry I'm late. I just want to talk to you about maybe Pokemon Direct in this term. And we have Pokemon Direct. Beside from the Pokemon film. An upcoming film in Japan, and this is because in the morning I abruptly deleted my recordings of Pokemon Directs, so please try again to say about it. So I only say for my Pokemon Directs, and this is very sometimes okay. This is sometimes okay. For each Pokemon events on Pokemon Direct, and it's really good for to air on nothing very good to air new episodes of Pokemon anime. So thank you very much. This was very much, and thank you, all Lord,
for Pokemon fans who are easy to tell you about me. All Pokemon is our person. We love Pokemon. We love friends. We need our phrase up to all the guidance who support Pokemon Directs in our opinion. So very excited to see how people would love enjoyable and our truth for new Pokemons. And it is very exciting for trying new Pokemon in our times. But I love Pokemon. But it's optional to play games, core games, and spin-off games. We love Pokemons for Japanese games. I wanted to be care about the Pokemon truths as a Japanese way, because I like and cares about the Japanese gamers besides Pokemon. So anyways, Pokemon expansion pass of Sword and Shield. It will be called the Isle of Armor and the Crown Tundra, arriving later this year. And all started when Nintendo Japanese announced there will be new events and other Pokemon venues in our tribes. It contains new, brand new content in the way of stories, locations, Pokemon. This will replace the traditional diverse version of the Pokemon games. Here it is: Isle of Armor DLC expansion, Dojo outfits, and mentor. Wow. Oh wow. This will be where a dojo you become a precious mustard. It's focused on the theme of growth, and the next step is the Crown Tundra. And the Crown focuses on exploration, Calyrex, the new legendary Pokemon of this pack. There is also a new co-op mode that has a bunch of legendaries in it. So excited for a new Pokemon. There are features that are exploration theme, snow swept realm, small communities, many more. Over time, there will be a new Pokemon film. For worldwide fans. And the Pokemon anime has a new film. Has a new film on the horizon. The report went live in Japan, confirming a teaser to drop for a 2020 Pokemon movie. Turns out the fans will get a movie later this week, as the first delivery is dropping on Friday to promote the expansion pass for Sword and Shield Pokemon.
Yes, it will be released in Japan during a variety show called Oda Suta. I don't watch the variety show in Japanese, but it's not available worldwide. But Oda Suta has a Japanese content made from Asian Americans, for Asian Americans people. So if you're in the United States, you'll need to do some time conversions to figure out when the reveal will drop you. Okay, these are new Pokemon expansion pass and the film that I'm talking about. Enough of this one, and let's go for the next one, because this is really so much for times that we can have a special day aside from Pokemon directs and films. And I don't really know for this kids news due to YouTube copas. Okay? YouTube copas. Right there. Right there. Oh no. Right there. Just waiting for the news of Suki Lopez. And that's what it is for the pregnancy. So it's very fun for this pregnancy. And while I'm cold, congratulations to Suki Lopez, who got a pregnancy by Sesame Street characters. Here are Rudy, Cookie Monster's friends, Cookie Monster, Abby, Julia, Elmo, Rosita, Ernie and Bert.
Hi,
Azale. Hi. Oscar the Grouch, Grover and Big Bird, except Big Bird. The Muppets remain no legs, like PewDiePie. It had no legs. PewDiePie had no legs, and the Muppets had no legs. So I read it, and so recently, Suki Lopez has announced that she is pregnant, though it took me a while to figure that out. But once I did, I decided to make this picture of her Sesame Street pals, congratulating her, and I think you'll really like what I wrote on the back. And this picture was brought to you by the B for Baby Girl. A baby girl! Baby girl! Wow, a baby girl! Oh, wow. She said thanks for the super sweet Sesame Street fans. Wow. She has looking from Sesame Street fans. Where's Suki Lopez for Sesame Street Muppets and ourselves for Suki Lopez as Nina from Sesame Street. Enough of laughingness, this one. Because of Suki Lopez pregnancy that I did from laughing.
I'm feeling tired. I'm feeling tired. This one. 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 I'm feeling tired, this one. I'm feeling tired, this one. So it's okay to say that. Small news are here. Small news are here. Beside from Bite apps to get updates for me. I need to get updates. I need to get updates for this Bite apps. Because I'm colder. In the news, because I'm colder for the news. I'm cold for the news. Coldest for the news. Small news. Small news that I'm talking about. Oh, wow. A picture of Barney and the cast and crew for his home video series in 1995. And I thought it was such a time that a Barney home video is necessary to produce home video contents. When I was a childhood in the early 2000s. Kids were buying a VHS for a throwback Thursday, and kids love to play when Simon Price, Emma Watkins, and Lachlan Gillespie were not available in the past at Walmart TV Network. The United States and Australia, or crossovers, Australia's. The Wiggles is not in U.S. version, but it might be Australia worldwide. The Wiggles loves Australia. The Wiggles came from Australia. They connected with tours. Tours and everything. Before three new Wiggles came through. There are
There are versions to be grow up and living kind for all Baby Yoda, for all memes, and it's very, very a small mouth, like a classic, and Baby Sonic had teeth. Have teeth. They don't mention of this. Whether Isabella Alvarez from The Loud House and the Casa Grandes loves my bite videos. So it's a very serious topic. When I enter to a 2013 documentary, A Food Hunger, Porch for People and Children, they might need to eat hunger, and they have to eat organic foods and no junk food. So it's not okay to eat junk food, just organic foods to get exercise. Whether it's a weather times and buying organic foods is a serious problem. Like Sesame Street, where Muppets eat organic foods but not junk food. And it's okay to eat junk foods. Before some current Disney podcast would probably interested, there was the Mickey Mouse Theater of the Air radio show. It was Mickey Mouse and Friends for the upcoming film, and some Calypso characters are enough, but no Calypso characters, Calisota characters are going to be a Calisota radio network for Italian comics, Dutch comics, and Danish comics, and Donald Duck and L, Aku Anka, and Tabulino comics. Maybe House should read my speech. It is. Maybe how short my speech was to be true. Okay, so the second part of the podcast, the fourth episode, is over right now. So we have a small news of time aside from Pokemon. So we have to say goodbye before Friday. And then only the first part should have longer podcasts. And a short one for the second part is in the afternoon. So please save and respect our times. And on the weekends, we'll have a weekend rewind for my podcast of I recorded in Vancouver Island with Victoria, British Columbia, and we have fun. So see you later, my fans.